This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
That's it. Well, please be seated. Thank you. That was kind of fun to do this. That was fun. Kind of give us a little bit of a taste of what happened the day of. And if you were here, there were a couple that were here for the 9:30. We had goats and kids and colts and branches everywhere. It was kind of fun, and it gives you the idea of what it was like. It seemed to be kind of a, as Jesus was walking in, it wasn't planned, right? As far as we know, planned by Jesus, but the idea was that Jesus was coming in on a colt, which was in direct the opposition of what was happening on the other side of the city. So Jesus came in the east, but on the west side of Jerusalem, all these Jews are coming together, right? Tons of people are coming for the Passover, the biggest celebration of the year. And Pontius Pilate is coming in with Roman troops on horses and chariots and called war horses, and just tons of troops with their breastplates, with their gold and red, representing Caesar, the son of God, according to the Romans, right, as the conquerors. And they were there to basically show the Jews of the city and all those visitors that were coming in who was really boss. So you have these two very different processions coming in, one on the big stallions and chariots and one on just a little colt, and people spreading palm branches before him as he came in. So Jesus' procession showed a different type of kingdom, direct contrast to the power and might and kind of the brutality of the Roman conquerors. Jesus' kingdom was based on the love of humanity and justice, where rulers are servants of the people. Like what's going to happen Tuesday night, the foot washing. I understand the vestry does it, because as church leaders here, they're your servants. Very different way of, instead of top-down, more bottom-up type of thing. And this meaning of the Jesus' procession is religious, and it is political. There's a symbolism from the book of Zechariah, where the king would be coming into Jerusalem righteous and having salvation, gently riding on a donkey. Zechariah 9, 9 through 10 says, I will take the chariots from Ephraim. He, this king, will proclaim the peace to all nations. So Jesus, the one riding on the donkey, will banish war and violence. No more chariots, no more war horses, no more instruments of war. Jesus is the King of Peace. Very different idea than what's going on the other side of the big city of Jerusalem that day. So Pilate's procession, again, was all about power. It was like the May Day parade that we would see on TV over in Russia. That idea of here's our power, you know. Jesus embodies this alternative vision, the kingdom of God. And clearly, Jesus did not want to be ruler of the world. So here, what I'm asking today is, and I throw it out there as a suggestion, as a recommendation for Holy Week altogether. This idea is, what can we discover today from these readings today, from Palm Sunday, but all the readings that we'll hear throughout Holy Week when we read the Passion of Jesus? What are we going to hear in our hearts about this journey of this Holy Week that's upon us? And a former Archbishop of Canterbury, Rowan Williams, puts it this way. Holy Week is really the most important week of the Christian year, because it's a week to discover who we are and who God is. Who we are as followers of Jesus and who God truly is. This whole tradition of all the ceremonies we do this week are to take us on a journey, and hopefully a new journey in our hearts, to begin to identify ourselves as those welcoming Jesus into Jerusalem, right? But unlike the people there on the first day in the year 30 AD or thereabouts, they didn't know what was going to happen the rest of the week. We kind of do. We have many previews. So during this week, we have to come to terms with the fact of Jesus actually arriving into Jerusalem and being welcome, obviously, on Sunday, but then not so welcome as he's overturning the tables of the money changers, as he's beaten and tortured and falsely arrested and put to death. And we have to ask ourselves, where are we in this journey? Are we Peter, for instance, who abandons Jesus? Are we the other disciples who abandon? We don't even hear, they just poof. Are we the man, Joseph of Arimathea, that helped carry the cross? Where are we in this? Or are we seeing ourselves in Jesus' role as someone who is staying faithful to God's call to go forward, come what may? So what are we actually, where are we actually with God, and where are we with ourselves and with God during this Passion Week? And just like the two processions that happened today in the gospel, there's two different things going on. There's really a clash of opposites. There's a kingdom of power with Pilate versus the kingdom of justice with Jesus. There's a kingdom of my satisfaction in life versus the kingdom of love of all humanity. There's a kingdom of my way, or there's a kingdom of following the right path, God's will. Just like Jesus, following God's will always leads to the cross. But we know the secret. It also leads to resurrection. So what can you discover this week during Holy Week? Holy Week really is the most important week in our Christian year, because it's a week where we can discover who we are with God and who God is for us. So walk with us this week on our journey. Amen.
Amen.